Kendrick Bourne, who was in San Francisco with the 49ers and then in New England with the Patriots before falling off last year, catching just 28 balls in 12 games, is working out with the Commanders. The 30-year-old has had some good NFL seasons. We've seen him go for yardage totals of 800, 667, and then another 300-400-yard seasons among his 8 years in the league. Adam Peters has familiarity with him from their time together in San Fran. I actually interviewed him in the locker room after a Niners-Commanders game one time for something I was working on, and he could not have been a cooler dude and a bigger, better, personable, more fun personality. So selfishly, from that standpoint, I also kind of like the idea of bringing him in. But 30 years old, this would be the veteran that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
K.J. Osborne couldn't separate. Michael Gallup couldn't pull away from the pack. Chris Moore wasn't able to prove himself better than everybody else. And a couple of those guys ended up on the P squad. Gallup's no longer in the building. But Kendrick Bourne might be exactly what we've been seeking for Washington as an extra wide receiver for them to have some veteran depth and someone that, if you needed someone to be active on game day and run a few routes for you, might be more willing and ready to help in the moment than like a Luke McCaffrey.
Precisely. And that's the security blanket. Now, if it all goes according to plan, he has not that big of a role here. But this is pro sports. This is pro football. Your best laid plans are adorable. They're precious. Thanks so much for those. We'll see what happens after the first snap of week one where, okay, that was what we were supposed to have happen, and now it's time for plan B or C or D or whatever. So I like the veteran dependability. He's been kind of mired in New England with some pretty bad offenses over the last several seasons and sort of been marginalized. You could sort of picture a mid-30s reception, 400-yard, couple of touchdown-type season. That's sort of what he's averaged over the last 3 years since an 800-yard season is kind of a bona fide number two in New England all the way back in 2021. But again, you're not asking him to come in and be your number two. You're not asking him to come in and catch 50, 60, 70 balls. If you do, it's a disaster, and this, you know, the plane is crashing into the mountain the team is kaput. But to me, this is the right kind of signing. If they didn't want to go bigger game hunting, and that really wasn't available or on the plate for them this offseason in terms of the wide receiver free agent group with some of the contracts that got signed, they weren't interested in the Brandon Cookses of the world, or then you go down to guys like Marquez Valdez-Scantling or Tyler Lockett, whose best days are behind him. They didn't want to do that. This is kind of the readily available, not too expensive, some production, good guy, like a lot of bubbles are checked there on the Scantron.
Right.
This sort of fits the bill for what it seems like they were looking for.
Very different than Jalen Lane, and we'll see if the lights are too bright when the season starts for Lane. I don't think they will be. He had a great training camp. He had a really good preseason, and he just seems comfortable. You know, he seems capable and competent in the environment. But it is possible that if it's not working right away, that if you had a guy like Kendrick Bourne, he might actually move two spots up in the depth chart ahead of your rookie mid-rounder and McCaffrey, the third-rounder, last year. By the way, Jalen Lane, I know, did an interview with Toby that he's going to air on Monday when he's filling in for the Junkies in the morning. Well, Jalen Lane's awesome, and you'll want to hear that because just a good dude, good kid everybody's rooting for, and he is a Hokie. They play South Carolina this weekend. I believe that's a Sunday game.
Little Beamer reunion action, right?
That's not going to go well for Virginia Tech, I don't think.
It's not as big a line as I thought.
Do they wiggle the keys when they play a top 15 team? Is that how it works? What's the line? I think it's like 16, 17?
It's like 7.5 or 8.5, depends on where you look.
Oh, so they might hang in this game.
I think it could be a closer game than people are expecting. I think it could be something where the Hokies stick around, but they have really struggled in one-score games under Brent Pry, so if they're going to stick around, it's not been exactly their bread and butter. So they've got to find a way to be able to overcome some of those late-game struggles and sometimes clock mismanagement.
I'm not even trying to be a jerk. Haven't they struggled in all games?
I was going to say, under Brent Pry? Sitting there waiting to do the bit.
Is it just one-score games where it's been an issue?
They've struggled in football games.
I mean, they've been in a lot of games. They got hosed last year in a one-score game where they should have beat Miami. The referees,
they did get screwed in that game.
That was a catch. That was pretty clearly a catch, but regardless, yeah, I think they could stick around in this one. I think it could go one of two ways. The Hokies stick around, and South Carolina probably still wins, or South Carolina blows them out.
You will hear from Hokie Altizer on the broadcast with Bill Roth and company. He'll be in the scoreboard booth for them tomorrow.